The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Nico Akiminuti, who is the president of the Waves of Change Forum, which has the website wavesofchange.earth, and it is a nonprofit based in Biarritz, France, that aims to build a coalition for blue growth and green tech solutions. And Nico, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Matt, for having me. Happy to be here.
Sure. Yeah, it's great to have you as well. And let's jump in, if you don't mind. Please give us a high-level overview of the Waves of Change Forum, the organization's history, mission, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, totally. So like you said, Matt, we're based in Biarritz, France, and we are a nonprofit. And our mission is to help global change makers partner more quickly and more effectively to preserve our biosphere. So we're a team of about 20 volunteers. Some of us are engineers, startup founders, consultants, marine biologists, scientists, and so forth. We're based a bit everywhere, not only in France, but one of us in California, and one is in Nebraska, in Portugal, Austria, Vietnam, India, and a few other places around the globe. We're trying to grow here and there. And we try to identify and bring together like-minded startups, investors, corporations, NGOs as well, and researchers, academics, around some key environmental topics, which we like to call waves. So what started a year ago with the vision of a one-off side event to VivaTech, which is one of Europe's top global tech conferences, it's now become, our initiative has now become a coalition. So we are meeting up multiple times across the year online, as well as physically in Biarritz, in other places, to accelerate and better interconnect those blue and green solutions, blue being ocean related and green, I guess you know. So that's essentially what we are about.
That's great. It sounds like you have a wonderful coalition of a wide range of professionals in both the blue and the green tech sectors, if you will. And if you don't mind, let's dive in and tell us about some of your year-round workshops, the waves, as you mentioned, and other events that you all do.
Yeah, sure. Well, so those waves actually, so we organize them by vertical. Like I said, we call each topic a wave of change because we literally believe that it's what it comes down to ultimately. We think change comes in waves every time, and there are bigger and smaller ones. You cannot always predict them, but that's how we see this. And so if you check our website, you can go through the list and catch one or more wave. At any time of year, there is the biomimicry wave, the new impact KPI wave, you know, beyond the CO2 emissions, what type of KPIs, performance metrics we can have, the fashion and textile transition wave, the green finance wave, the coastal adaptation wave, biodiversity monitoring, hydrogen, digital meets renewables, and so forth. And these are actually working and networking groups, which gather online in small groups at their own frequency and pace, and they try to solve their more pressing issues together rather than in silos. So typically you can be around a startup founder, like we have Sarah from ShockSafe or Deepen from Aquatic Livelihood in India, or you can have a marine biologist with you, an NGO like the Ocean Climate Platform, Surfrider Foundation, China Water Risk, a global space center like NES, which is equivalent to NASA here in Europe, faculty from UCLA, from ESTIA Engineering School, energy giant like ENGIE or EDF, etc. And it's super exciting because these very diverse people who probably would never gotten to meet in the everyday, they happen to share a similar passion and drive and motivation no matter what their positions and background. So it suddenly kind of feels like everything is possible. And it's really amazing to watch it happen. Like, you know, step by step, it kind of creates a sense of belonging among them, a shared agenda, new connections, new kinds of business opportunities and partnerships that come out. And in the team, we just love that because that's what we work for. And this is kind of the only ROI that we have on the energy we put in, actually.
Yeah, that's great. Before we talk about the 2021 Ways of Change Forum, let's jump ahead one more question and let's talk a bit more about why we need to foster the blue and green economies. Because one thing you said there, I mean, it is just an impressive group of people that are involved in this. So clearly it's a priority and there's a lot of progressive thinking people and professionals out there kind of behind your organization or part of it. So it seems like this is awesome. There's momentum here. And just, I guess, from a higher level perspective, why blue and green economies now? I mean, I think we know the answer, but I would love to hear your take.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, first thing also, this kind of blows my mind. I mean, we have to be super humble here. We're just a little piece in the puzzle. We're doing that. We know there are plenty of organizations, especially in the .earth space, plenty of people around the globe who are doing fantastic efforts. You know, and especially in those verticals, the blue and green economies, in my opinion, they are both doing some type of business beyond usual, I guess. These are industries and companies and people who work with other goals in mind than just profit, you know. So that's what we talk about with our new KPIs wave, for example. We talk about carbon emissions, water footprint, biodiversity monitoring, concepts like eDNA, climate impact, sea level rise. And, you know, in this day and age, I believe it makes some sense to watch those things and not just prices and margins and client satisfaction and bottom line and so forth. So that's what people are telling companies and governments more and more today, and what shareholders and investors care more and more about also. That's what we hear at Waves of Change from our participants. And that's also, in a sense, what our planet has been telling us in its own way with its own signals. So that's a strong belief that we have at Waves of Change Coalition. We think that, you know, just like in nature, everything blue and green is actually interconnected. And it's much more efficient when blue economy and green economy solutions get interconnected. And that's not, you know, that's not a given. We have to work on that. And that's exactly what we're trying to achieve. Like, we're working towards this goal, effectively interconnecting those solutions, those initiatives, in order to have a real impact. And that's quite a challenge in and of itself. And we're happy we're not the only ones looking at this.
That's awesome. What a great answer there, because it certainly seems, especially in the United States, that the capitalist model, you know, which is fine, everybody needs to make a living and it works and entrepreneurs will succeed, but it does seem to be that bottom line is all that matters, you know, especially here. And I love how this is really kind of pushing beyond that. You know, there's nothing wrong with making a livelihood and having a profitable business, but somehow it has to tie back to blue and green and to helping our planet, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess it's about tweaking our model. Capitalist model is not, it has to keep evolving. And I've lived in the US, I've worked in the US. I know what it's like, what you're talking about. I have some experience in Europe as well, where I'm originally from. And I think if you manage to blend these models in a new way, this is a interesting way of finding new solutions to the upcoming challenges that we are facing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And let's talk about your 2021 Ways of Change Forum, taking in Biarritz, France, which I've never been, as we discussed before we hit the record button, but I've been close up in San Sebastian, Spain, and what a wonderful place. And I would love to go, but before we talk about me trying to get a ticket to go, tell us about the forum itself.
Oh, yeah, sure. We'd love to have you. Yeah, this is what I was mentioning a little earlier. This is our side event to VivaTech, which happens in Paris. VivaTech is a, you know, a conference, I guess, a CES version in France. It gathers more than 120,000 participants. It's similar to CES in terms of size and medias and deals and impact for the local ecosystem, I guess. And it's a celebration of innovation, so it's very vibrant. I guess you're familiar with this type of energy that's just crazy when you're there. And our forum, our Waves of Change forum, so it's part of the official side event program of this conference. And it's the only side event program outside of Paris. So as I said, we're based in Biarritz, where the G7 summit happened last year. And it's a region that has a similar vibe to Southern California to some extent, where the, as you probably know, since you've been around, the quality of life is stellar and the exposure to green and blue nature is incredible. So the forum, it gathers 200 key participants among the coalition. There are no booths, no expo, no large panels or conferences, very little media presence. It's only about quality networking meetings and themed in-person workshops that are based on our online waves topics. So as a participant to the forum, we really want you to have the most productive while the most relaxing experience that can be. We think this is a unique occasion that you can get to be healthy and focused and productive at the same time. So the idea is pretty much to get a new perspective on the role that you have, on your organization, on your impact, and for you to get the opportunities right there to make that type of change happen with the people and organizations you get to meet there, because that's exactly what they also are here for. And we help make that happen by preparing the forum with you ahead of time. So I guess when I was a student at UCLA Anderson, at the time, the motto was, you know, about doing business beyond usual. And I gave this Waves of Change forum experience. This is our vision of doing business beyond usual, if I can summarize like this.
Yeah, that's great. Sounds like a wonderful event. And let's shift real quick and talk about your website, wavesofchange.earth. You all are .earth domain users. Why did you choose .earth?
I like this question. This was, you know, I just came across it. I guess there's two reasons. First, we are super lean. We function with a minimal budget. And you probably know that some domains are cheaper than others, which kind of narrows down the choice. And second, as a nonprofit with our values, .com was definitely not an option. .fr was a bit too local, I guess. And .org was not super specific enough. I guess given, you know, given our purpose and our mission, which we talked about, .earth kind of came to us as a solution, as the best solution, the best option. It was kind of came out to be obvious among the team without us speaking so much about it. It was like, yeah, .earth, of course.
Nice. That That's fun. Awesome. Yeah, that's great. I love to hear that. Awesome. You know, Nico, certainly excited to connect with you today. And it sounds like you all have been doing a lot of great work from your year-round workshops, your waves that you call them, and of course, the upcoming 2021 forum. But overall, what does the future hold for Waves of Change?
Yeah, well, that's always hard to predict these days, right? I guess my wish is that our members, our coalition's members, they each uncover new opportunities to become more resilient in the future. They seize new opportunities to create, you know, more ambitious, more meaningful collaborations in terms of fundraising, in terms of research, in terms of product and business development, international collaborations. All of this has been challenged by, you know, the current situations, the uncertainty at all levels. But yeah, I hope we keep having more and more exciting projects among our online waves. We have a great forum next June, and hopefully later we can replicate this forum on other continents. And I guess I also hope that our volunteers, they get successful at finding a meaningful job for those who are unemployed. And some of us, they get to create a great impact with the entrepreneurial ventures. And yeah. Finally, well, if we can ride those waves of change and uncertainty, then we can make the unlikely and unrealistic happen. I guess it's going to be quite nice for all of us.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, Nico, we really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, sure. Well, at Waves of Change, we're all volunteers. So all events are free except the forum for the non-members. And so we heavily rely on our community, on members, on donations and sponsors. So we only accept money if it comes with the engagement and the concrete actions and a similar win-win mindset. So if you're listening to this and believe that your organization or one you know would be a good match with that, then I guess any of you can just email me directly. I can give my email. It's nico.nico.wocf@gmail.com. And more than happy to chat.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. What a great way to end this exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Nico Akiminuti, who is the president of the Waves of Change Forum, which, as we discussed, has the website wavesofchange.earth. And as you heard, this is a nonprofit based in Biarritz, France, that aims to build a coalition for blue growth and green tech solutions. And Nico, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much, Matt. And I hope to see you in Biarritz sometime, maybe next June.
Likewise. Fingers crossed. Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.